Section 3. Labor crunch curtails. As economic policies are designed to curtail spending, labor crunch curtails curb the workforce with deprivations. Current restrictions associated with the construction industry's struggle to find skilled labor has resulted in chronic labor shortages across the U.S., and in turn caused curtails throughout the sector's mainframe. Whenever there's a worker shortage, economic growth and building activity is condensed. Labor crunch curtails can also generate a domino effect or snowball outcome, causing the accumulation of several other unwanted and disrupting occurrences. Several U.S. construction companies are struggling to fill hourly and salaried positions, which in turn affect new home construction and prospective new projects. This reduction in quantity has caused labor costs and hourly earnings to increase substantially, also imposing restrictions on workforce specialists, new home inventories, and housing supplies. Labor crunch curtails correspondingly have influenced a negative chain reaction on construction start timelines. Housing that would normally take 6 months is now taking an additional 2 months because of delays. Not to mention new limitations on subcontractor availability, with increased rate hikes now that there's an increased competition for their services. Section 4. U.S. Contractor Reportings. According to a surveyed report released by the Association of General Contractors, AGC, 70% of more than 1,600 construction firms interviewed have reported that they are struggling to fill hourly and salaried positions. All across the U.S., construction firms have expressed their concerns regarding this industry's labor shortage. In order to retain their current workforce, many contractors are starting to use short-term solutions, such as offering incentives and contracting less. By offering retention rewards, increased wages, and bonuses, general contractors are building strong relationships with their team's employees and subcontractors. Although no one wants to turn down work, contracting less is better suitable than not being able to perform due to a lack of skilled labor. Longtime tradesmen who have grew up in the industry and have traditions passed down through their family generations are now fading. New generations of these families are now college graduates that have mostly studied construction science within books and not by personal experience. Because high school graduates are directed more to four-year colleges, each prospective new worker will look for white-collar careers when completed. In addition, the once prevalent vocational programs have now phased out. Therefore, more drastic advancements toward changing the perception of the industry are needed. While most construction professionals believe the industry should re-engage training at the student level, others believe the culture of the profession has shifted in the eyes of the workforce professional. Section 5. Cause of Shortage versus Solutions. Unfortunately, the industry's lack of training and provisions also contributed to the loss of middle-aged, skilled, and new worker transition back into the sector. Since more attractive opportunities are perceived elsewhere, prospective graduates pass on an opportunity to enter this workforce, and as a result, the construction industry continues to fall further behind. While the rate of high school seniors enrolled in college is now suggestively larger than ever before, these new workers are choosing areas other than construction to pursue. Due to the increased popularity of personal computers, several high school seniors seek employment in other technologically advanced areas. Also, funding for vocational programs that was once very common is now going to programs for college preparation. To gain new